Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're in Psalm 91. Just back up to the 90th Psalm is some verses that a lot of people refer to in talking about a long life, but actually is a misapplication of the word. Psalm 90, verse 3 says, "You turn man to destruction and you say, return, you children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past and as a watch in the night." Now, have you heard that before? Reading the New Testament, have you read anything like that about 1,000 years? Well, he's actually quoting this verse over in 2 Peter. In fact, hold your place here. Go to 2 Peter. I could quote it to you. I could read it to you. I got it right here. But let your eyes rest on it. Let it get in your spirit, because this is important to the rest of what we're going to be talking about. You see that he's talking about lifespan in 91:16. In just a couple of verses below where we're reading in Psalm 90, he's talking about lifespan. And he begins it by talking about this 1,000 years and yesterday. Isn't that a time reference? In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse, 2 Peter 3:8, he says, "Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing." When the Lord says don't be ignorant about it, you can be sure that a lot of people are ignorant of it. That's why he wouldn't have said that. Amen. So we want to be sure that we're not ignorant of it. Of what thing? Don't be ignorant of this one thing. What one thing are you talking about? That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. I think we've heard that and realized that time with God is different than it is with us, but just pass it off as an ununderstandable thing. Well, it's just a great mystery. No, he was very specific, wasn't he? About not being ignorant about this one thing. Certainly there are all kind of things about time and space and spirit and physical that we are not going to see in this realm. And he didn't tell us about all that. But this thing he did tell us about. What? That with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years. Say it out loud. One day.
One day.
As 1,000 years. With him. Now, who knows more about time, him or us? Certainly him. And it's important. We're going to see that. Go back to Psalm 90 now and you'll see why I'm getting into all this. Because the question we're trying to answer is, how long is long? Because with long life, he'll satisfy me and show me his salvation. Well, how long is long? 20, 30, 40, 50? How old is old? Y'all are quiet. Psalm 90. He said, verse 4, 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday, when it is past and a watch in the night. So 1,000 years to him is like a day that passed yesterday. Like a day. He said, verse 7, now get this, "For we're consumed by your anger and by your wrath are we troubled. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told." Now let you stop right there. Is he talking about a people experiencing the blessing of God in obedience to God? No, he's not. In fact, do you have a subtitle on your, where it says Psalm 90? What does it say? Mine says a Psalm of Moses, the man of God. Now read the very next verse, verse 10. "The days of our years are 70 years. That's 70 years. "And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off and we fly away. Well, a number of people have taken this as being the maximum of life that anybody could expect to live, about 70 years, or if you're strong, you might make it to 80. And they've taken that as the scriptural approximate maximum one might expect to live. But I submit to you that this passage was not given to that purpose. That he is describing what is happening to the generation of Israelites that are perishing in the wilderness. Look at this, look at the other passages and see if they don't fit. Numbers 14, don't turn there, but listen to him. Numbers 14, they had tempted the Lord 10 times, not believing him, and they said, we're all going to die out here. They kept saying that every time they turned around, we're all going to die out here. And when he told them to go up and take the land, they didn't. They sat in their tents and cried through unbelief. And finally, he said to them in Numbers 14:28, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses will fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward that have murmured to me. He said, all of you from 20 years old and older are going to die out here in this wilderness like you said you were. And he said, verse 34, after the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, you will bear your iniquities 40 years. Well, what's 40 and 20? 60, that was the youngest. So anybody over that, older, you add that amount of time to them. And Moses said here, they're all dying between 70 and 80. And in 40 years, that whole generation had died out. Was that the description of people obeying God and pleasing God and living the full length of their time and being blessed? No, it is not. Well, if 70 or 80 is not the maximum the scripture talks about, what is? Well, I'm glad you asked. Go to Genesis, the 6th chapter, because we are given a number. In the Bible, how old is old? I'm about to tell you how old is old. Actually, I'm about to read it to you. Genesis, the 6th chapter. How many believing to see some things tonight you haven't seen before? Believe with me now. Stay hooked with me real strong. Don't be distracted. You must say, well, I'm only 17. I don't care about this. You will. I said, you will. You better pay attention. You better focus. Anybody in here remember when 40 was old? Ain't looking so old now, is it? Genesis, the 6th chapter. Genesis 6 and verse 3. Genesis 6 and 3, are you there? He said, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. God says the days of man shall be 120 years. Listen to another translation. The New Living Translation says, the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time. They're only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. The NCV says a very similar thing. He says they will live only 120 years. Somebody say only 120. Now that sounds strange to us. But it didn't to them. It was appalling to them. Because they are living almost a millennium. If you back up, you don't have to do it, but the previous chapter, the 5th chapter, and read, this is just a few verses before what we just read, you'll see it tells how long different ones of these individuals lived. Adam, verse 5, he lived to be 930 years. Somebody say 930. Somebody said, oh, Brother Keith, no, he didn't live that long. That's just some kind of confusion with the numbers in the Bible. No, it's not. He really lived that long. 930 years, and we can prove it to you any number of ways, but let me continue. Seth lived 912 years. Enos lived 905 years. Cainan lived 910. Mahalalel didn't make it that far, just 895. Jared lived 962 years. And Noah, it doesn't say here, but you read later on, because he's still living through all this. He lived to be 950 years. And there was a man by the name of Methuselah. In verse 27, he lived to be 969 years old. Somebody say 969. Now you tell Adam, 930. Noah, 950. Methuselah, 969. You tell them that a young fellow died over here at 120. What would they think? 120? No way. He was just a kid. To a 900-year-old? How old is a 100-year-old? See, it's all perspective, isn't it? That would be like a 90-year-old hearing somebody died at age 10. Maybe that helped us to understand. You'd think, no way, they hadn't even started yet. Why? Because the Bible tells us that the whole planet had become evil. And their imagination was only evil and violence continually. And these people are living almost 1,000 years. And God said, I'm not putting up with this. You know, how many know that if a guy, we've seen some people that only lived 40, 50 years and did a lot of damage to humanity. What about a real evil individual that lived 1,000 years? I mean, you talk about he could become proficient at sinning and evil century after century. And that's what the Lord is saying. My spirit is not going to strive with men like this. I'm shortening this. The days of man shall be 120 years. He changed it then. It has never been changed since then. This is it. 120. Somebody say 120.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Long Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002S. That's R2002S, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, God.